May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 876. When the chosen tribes debated, 'gainst their God as hardly treated, and complained their hopes were spilt, God, for murmuring to requite them, fiery serpents sent to bite them, lively type of deadly guilt. Hymn 876.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word is two portions. Firstly, part of Jeremiah chapter 30, and then Psalm 102. Jeremiah chapter 30, commencing to read at verse 10. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. And now we read Psalm 102. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. they shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word and help his servant to pray.
May the Lord indeed bless the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help us and teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, oh, dear Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of truth, our Father which art in heaven, Lord, could we be favoured to approach such holiness, such power, but such mercy, that oh, could we know thy sacred presence this night, three in one, one in three, and Lord, could we know the one in Christ Jesus. Truly this is holy ground. But Lord, we would come apart and we would rest a while. We would come from those things of this time state for a little while. And Lord, we would draw near. We would know as the harp panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. We would leave those things behind. And Lord, we would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, do favour, do bless, do hear the cries of seeking souls. Souls that hunger, souls that thirst after righteousness. Souls whose cry is, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Souls that cry, remember me, with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. Souls, Lord, that see such blessing in Christ Jesus, that, Lord, faint yet pursuing, oh, there is that before, there is that yonder. And oh, their very hearts, their very souls are on the stretch. And Lord, oh, they would know the blessing. Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. Lord, they can't bear that. Oh Lord, we beg then that thou would favour souls this night to come. Favour them to bring all their case. Favour them to bring all their need, to spread the matter before the Lord. And the blessing when they can leave it there. Lord, we would beg then that there truly may be a laying help upon one that is mighty this night. Mighty to save. the Lord thine ear. Lord, is not heavy. Lord, thou dost hear. Thou dost answer. And Lord, thou dost show that new and living way. Lord, we will beg thou would hear the cries then this night and send none empty away. Lord, we stand in a solemn place. But oh, could there be, Lord, old self, sin, Satan, Lord, taken out of sight this night. And Lord, seeing no man by faith, save Jesus only. Lord, that's our desire, Jesus only. Lord, we do pray that thou would favour us to come, confessing our sin. And Lord, it is ever with us. It's all about us. It's known continually. Lord, what can we say? But oh, our cry is, God, be merciful, full of mercy, to me, a sinner. And oh, to come, Lord, and find a mighty Saviour. Where dwellest thou? Thou didst say, come and see. Lord, oh, we do pray that there may be, Lord, a leaving of those things behind them, those sins, those things that do so come and do so separate. Lord, we beg not to be left to some form this night, something, Lord, of self, of sin, of Satan, the hearts that the swine do eat. But oh, could there be a returning? Returning to our Father's house. Lord, could there be that shining? And Lord, if thou hast begun, blessedly shine forth once more. Shine through thine own word of truth. And Lord, satisfy us early with thy mercy then. Lord, we would come with thanksgiving. Truly, what a mercy it is that it's Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. What a mercy it is, Lord, that we still have thine open word of truth. Lord, what a mercy it is that thou dost still command the feeding, Lord, of the flock, the young, the sheep, and the lambs. Oh, we do beg then that thou would leave none out as we come this night. Oh, giving thanks for thy many, many mercies that we know and enjoy. But, O Lord, do bless us still, Lord, to know more of it, that mercy through blood, that mercy that blessedly flows, that mercy that reaches to the utmost sinner. Lord, we do pray then that we might be favoured to come, to be granted a spirit of grace, of supplication. Pour it in, Lord, that, Lord, we might be favoured to confess, but, oh, favoured to look again toward thy holy temple. Favoured to know, Lord, those blessed spots and places where thou dost lead thy flock at noon. Lord, places, Lord, still waters, green pastures, the finest of the wheat, places of peace, places of quietness, places where thou dost say, peace be still, and nothing, Lord, can disturb thy peace in Christ Jesus, thy peace. Lord, we do pray that thou would bless dear younger ones, dear children. Lord, may they all be taught of the Lord. May this dear church and people be favoured to travail for their precious never dying souls. Lengthen out those mercies, Lord, in their faculties, and Lord, but oh, truly, do begin, even whilst young in years. Could there be a here a little, there a little? Oh, could there be that reaches to them? Could there be crumbs from the Master's table? Lord, could there be that blessedly shines through out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained praise, thou hast, dear Lord. We do pray then, dear older ones, Lord, oh, as they enter more into life's pathway, many temptations, many things, and Lord, but oh, thou art the same. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, keep them. Lord, have mercy upon them. Lord, keep them as the very apple of thine eye. Deliver daily, hourly, moment by moment from all evil. Lead not into temptation. And oh, Lord, may they know the blessing. And Lord, may they be favoured to declare in their day and generation, oh, that kept by the power of God. Lord, we do beg that thou would abundantly, Lord, supply all their need. And in dear families, Lord, each in the pathway, and those that bear the burden of the day, may they know the Lord will provide. Lord, may there be my grace sufficient for thee. Strength made perfect. Lord, we do beg that thou would hear the cries then of this church and people, favour them to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. But Lord, thou knowest the burden of each soul. Thou knowest the burden of dear older ones. Lord, some unable to come up to thy house any longer. But Lord, when we lay utterly helpless, Lord, there was thy presence there. Oh, could there be? Lord, whilst those faculties remain, a yearning. And oh, do strengthen thy dear people here, still to bear, Lord, those before the throne of grace, that thou would come. And oh, Lord, come. And Lord, I will all thy burdens bear. I will all thy needs supply. Oh, to know it. And oh, to know the finding of mercy. Mercy through blood. Lord, we beg, we plead that thou would prepare each one, dear Lord, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must all be of grace. Oh, to each prove at last a miracle of grace, a brand plucked from the burning. Oh, Lord. have mercy upon poor sinners. Have mercy, O Lord. Lord, we do beg then, thou would strengthen our dear friend at the desk, and each deacon, in all the burdens, this dear church and people. And Lord, do favour them, travail for souls, and know those answers of peace. For thou didst say, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Go on, thou mighty God, thy wonders yet to perform. Lord, go out into the highways, hedges. May there be that compelling power in this house of prayer, about this house of prayer, about the causes of truth, Lord, round about these parts. And Lord, oh, the need of sinners. Lord, thou knowest those that are thine. Thou knowest those hidden ones. But, O Lord, are the sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that there may be one fold and one shepherd. Lord, do favour thy dear people to know it. Lord, we do pray then, Lord, that thou would, oh, do grant the blessing, a pastor indeed after thine own heart, to feed with that knowledge and understanding, to bless them to know it. And Lord, do we pray, Lord, make us to know it. Oh, thou and thou alone can do it. It must be by thy blessed Spirit. Lord, dear cause of truth, dear friends at home, and thy dear servant, we hope, gathered with them this night, and as they gather round thy word, we gather at thy table, and Lord, as we venture in this also, if it be thy will, oh, to be favoured, thy word, thy table, to, Lord, know a feeding. Lord, to know that that shines through. To know thy command, thy presence. Lord, truly, that there may be, do this in remembrance of me. Favour us, Lord. Help us. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. To remember thee. And Lord, do bless souls and encourage souls. And Lord, help souls. Lift them up. And oh Lord, there will be a lifting up to thy praise, thy glory. We pray then this night that thou would send none empty away. We do pray, Lord, we think of our dear friend that ministered here last Lord's Day. Lord, once more, brought so low. Oh, we do pray that thou would be very near to him. Lord, didst thou not come to this sinner? Lord, was it not on thy day, the evening of thy day? And, O Lord, truly our meditation was sweet. Lord, do grant that he might know, Lord, a drawing near, as those knew on that Emmaus road, a drawing near and going with him. And, oh, that blessedly revealed. Come, break the bread of life in his very soul. Remember him, remember his. And Lord, we do pray for each that are brought low. We do pray for each, Lord, in a low place. Lord, thou didst come to some. Lord, could there be a lifting up once more? If thou canst lift up, Lord, and thou did, such a wretched sinner as this, canst thou not do it in others also? O Lord, and there are many orsos in thy house this night. We pray with dear Nehemiah. Lord, we pray together in this. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Hear the cries then. Each, Lord, whatever be their age, whatever be their case, whatever be their need. Lord, we are sinners, but oh, we come to one mighty to save. We come to one, and I, if I be lifted up, would draw all men. Lord, we would be drawn. We would be blessed. We would be helped. We pray then, remember those at home at this time. Remember those with dear children. Remember, Lord, those with child. Lord, do bless. Lord, those yet to know this blessing. Lord, thou canst provide in this. Remember those, Lord, that come in, burden them, undertake for them. We pray that there may be a fullness. O Lord, in Christ Jesus, shining through thy word this night. And Lord, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Help in the singing of the hymns. We would pray then as we turn to thy word, that certainly I will be with thee. O who made man's mouth, come, touch our lips with a live coal from off the heavenly altar. Oh, to be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And Lord, oh, if there are those that come in, if there are those about us that have worshipped here, Lord, that are still, oh, solemnly, careless, indifferent. Lord, do begin. Oh, begin in their precious, never dying souls. And Lord, do show them what they are. Then lead to Jesus' blood and to their wondering view reveal the secret love of God, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Oh, have mercy, O Lord. Begin, begin, we would beg and plead. We'd not forget those in our land, in our old house, working, dear older ones, working, dear younger ones. Have mercy, O Lord. Raise up in our parliament those that turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. True princes, even that we have read of. And Lord, those that know what Israel ought to do. Hear prayer as we would literally pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Lord, we would know it in thy one church. For the enemy is very powerful. The enemy is very subtle. Oh, do have mercy, O Lord. Lengthen out those liberties we know and enjoy. We pray for thy dear people scattered abroad, where they may be found. Truly, Lord, that know not those blessings that we know. Lord, hear prayer for them. But oh, may we highly prize these privileges we do know and enjoy. Lord, have mercy and do forgive all that we ask amiss. Help, Lord, as we plead the name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 775. My God, when I reflect how all my lifetime passed, I ran the roads of sin and death with rash, impetuous haste. My foolishness I hate, my filthiness I loathe, and view with sharp remorse and shame my filth and folly both. Hymn 775.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help, I'd direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read, Psalm 102 and verse 20. Psalm 102 and verse 20. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. The Hebrew rendering, the margin tells us, is to hear the groaning of the prisoner. The children, to loose the children of death. The psalm is a prayer. This Bible here, above it reads a prayer of the afflicted. When he was overwhelmed and poured out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Do you know it? Is that how you come up to his house this night? Is that how I come up? Oh, dear, dear friends. Prayer. The groaning in prayer. The travail in prayer, the access in prayer, the laying hold in prayer, the reaching, yes, into glory, heaven, laying help upon one that is mighty. That's prayer. I know. Oh, deep, deep blessings in prayer, where truly we are granted a travail. Truly, as we tried to speak this morning, there is a taking off of our shoes from off our feet, and the place whereon we stand is holy ground. Truly enabled as the Lord pours in. Oh, that prayer given, that prayer indicted, that prayer from above. Oh, true prayer goes out, it goes forth, it reaches. I know these blessings are rich. I know these blessings are rare. But who can tell? Who can tell? As we come to prayer, as we come in dear families, and I trust you do, oh, dear fathers here, bear the burden of dear loved ones. You love them. You bring them up to his house. Pray for them. Oh, ever bear them before the throne of grace. Who can tell? Oh, ours to pray, his to blessedly give the answers of peace. But there are deep places where, oh, prayer's the weapon of the feeble and weakest souls, they wield it best. Prayer is groaned out. We can't, as it were, frame the words. We can't get them together. It's not coherent. It doesn't hang together, as it were. Oh, dear soul, it matters not at the throne of grace. I do remember, and I don't apologize for bringing it before you, but it's dear late servant, Mr. Wood. Oh, he spoke of those times of blessing where to him it was all confusion of faith. Did it even make sense? But he said the Lord commanded the blessing, friend. And oh, blessed those dear old souls in his congregation. Together, you see. Oh, they were blessed in Christ Jesus. Dear soul, venture on. Oh, do you feel the dear old uncle used to speak? I fear my prayers don't even go beyond the ceiling. But oh, the dear psalmist, he knew the depths, but he still pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There was that was drawn in all the need, all the burden. There was that was squeezed out. There was that laid upon. For there is one that does hear. And oh, he hears the groaning of the prisoner. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. The one in the place where the king's prisoners were bound, as dear Joseph was, held there 2 full years. And oh, the poor wretch that can. Oh, worm Jacob, but groan it out. Groan it out before the throne of grace. As we come this evening, his word that has been, and yesterday morning, so laid upon my spirit to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Jesus came for those. I say, dear soul, Jesus came for those. He knew the prisoners. He himself walked the pathway in a far, far deeper sense than the poor prisoner will ever know. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He reads it in the synagogue. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The prisoner is very poor. All's been taken from him. Everything. And he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. You there? Hope broken. Heart broken. Why is all this come? Why am I thus? Why this cold, this lifeless state? Why are others? You know, one of the hardest things for the poor prisoner. Others walk at large. But they're deep. In that place of darkness, those old prisons, We may have seen some of them. Some of them, they were but pits. Poor Jeremiah sank in the mire, the place of no standing. Yet, come to it if the Lord will, but oh, yet the Lord blessedly lift him up. Sent that deliverance, and oh, but lifted him up in his soul. Truly, for the pathway of the dear Lord Jesus to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. But oh, deliverance to the captives, liberty to the bruised. When the Lord came to dear Jeremiah, our dear friend, as we read together, where can we begin in that blessed chapter? Jeremiah in a sad day. Jeremiah in a tried day. Jeremiah in a day when all seemed to be brought to nothing. And oh, they shut up of the hearing of the word. As it were, shut their ears. They stopped them. And oh, they weren't even overcome. That poor man, that prophet that preached the truth, preached deliverance to the captive, as his Lord and his Master would blessedly do so. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord. He speaks of those separated, you see. Oh, bringing them. The Lord sees them as one. Captive, sin, Satan, bondage. But there will be that. The Lord speaks it, thus saith the Lord. I will cause them to return to the land that I have given to their fathers. And oh, my dear brethren, oh, that the Lord would blessedly seal his word and cause them to possess it. I love the emphasis in the Lord's word. Oh, as Satan stands at the right hand to resist. And oh, we spoke of dear Esther this morning. Was she not in a place of captivity, in a sense? But oh, there was that laid on her. If I perish, I perish, but she must venture. And oh, the Lord says, I will cause them to possess the land, that flowing, that milk and honey, the land of promise, the Lord's provision. And then as we began the reading, therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob. Isaiah sees the worm Jacob, so low, crawling in and out the earth, part of the earth, it seems, of the earth and earthy. Sinner, are you there? And saith, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord. Another blessed emphasis, saith the Lord. Neither be thou dismayed, O Israel. There's encouragement, sinner. For lo, I will save thee from afar. I was reading quite recently a dear old Lord servant in way back Victorian times, as I read of that he wrote, well, it was that he preached. He spoke so blessedly. He saw, that so great deliverance. And he brought it for so blessedly, and it was so encouraging. He saw that holiness, and he saw that power. As we spoke this morning, that one that sat down, sat on the right hand of God. Oh, he saw all power given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he saw the sinner venturing. He saw the sinner approaching. And oh, such a view open to this dear servant of Christ, of the provision. And oh, what he spoke of was the blessing. You can leave it there, sinner. How he will work, when he will work, where he will work. Oh, the sinner, is so full and so content to leave it all to him, this mighty, glorious Saviour, but knowing, to the very fullness in their soul, that by the power of the Blessed Spirit, that sealed home by his blessed word, that the Lord will work. And who shall let it? Who shall hinder it? Encouragement and lifting up. Blessed be his holy name, for the Lord will hear the groaning of the prisoner to loose those appointed to death. Save thee from afar and thy seed from the land of their captivity. Thy seed. Oh, is there one this night that comes, and that's their burden, their seed, their loved ones? We read those blessed words. Laban spoke them to Jacob way back in Genesis. These daughters are my daughters. These children are my children. Do you see it spiritually? But is there also that in that seed? Naturally, spiritually, born before the throne of grace, travailing for them. Yes, dear Jeremiah, see so sweetly that thy seed from the land of their captivity, from, blessedly to, shall return and shall be at rest and shall be quiet, and none shall make them afraid. Did I speak of it back in the summer? That was where I was. In that hospital ward a year ago. And the rest in his sacred presence. And the quietness. None can make afraid there. The old enemy has to flee there. Blessed be his holy name. And none should disturb the peace, sin, Satan. A rest in Christ Jesus. A rest in his will. No fear. A sacred presence. And shall be in rest and be quiet. But you see, the groaning of the prisoner. That groaning. What a contrast is this. But what a contrast to the awful effect of sin, the awful consequences of sin, the awful separation that sin causes. What a contrast when the Lord comes, when he blessedly makes the place of his feet glorious. What a mercy. And oh, that there is one that hears the groaning of the prisoner, and to loose those appointed, that are appointed to death, the children of death. Do you realize the solemnity of having a never-dying soul? That appointed to death, as sin, our first parent's sin, and oh, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, pregnant cause of misery, all creation groans through thee, and oh, appointed to death. And oh, sin, that final separation, all hope, outer darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth, oh, appointed to death. There is that here that speaks of those, the sentence is decreed. The sentence in dear Esther's day, Mordecai's day, was decreed. We read of that as we read later in the Lord's Word, as we read of the day that poor, bear with me, friends, Daniel it was so in that place. The writing decree was signed. There was that settled. There was before that awful death in the lion's den. But finality. Do you feel tonight? All these things, says poor Jacob, are against me. But who sent the angel that stopped the lion's mouth? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And why does the dear psalmist, even from the very depths, see that deliverance? Oh, because faith was given that he'd blessedly see it. Dear Jeremiah, by his blessed spirit, he sees that before. He sees that the Lord's blessing would be known, that there would be that returning to hear the groaning of the prisoner. His ear ever open to their cry. Even naturally, some of those old dungeons, you know, the cry, the groan, they were so deep, they were so dark, they were such deep places, and places, such thick walls, such barriers, nothing could escape, as it were. Oh, hope, it seemed, could not even escape from such a low place and under that awful sentence. But there's one that knows. There's one that blessedly, blessedly hears. There's one who will loose those that are appointed to death. Now, dear soul, what is the key here? The Lord will do it. The Lord has done it. Why? He stood, he suffered in the prisoner's room, place and stead. He was appointed to death. This is the way. And oh, dear soul, it is truly holy ground. Lord, didst thou come for me? Didst thou come that thy blessed command may go forth? Loose him and let him go. We read of the Spirit, groanings that cannot be uttered. The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And now not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. But there's one, the blessed Spirit. But oh, dear soul, these groanings. Oh, what do they lead to? What does the blessed Spirit direct to? Where does he gently lead to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds? Prisoner, oh, prisoner, you won't faint here. No. But your look here and your rest here. Oh, and you'll be broken down here. There'll be light in the darkest corner of your cell here when you consider him. And oh, favour to be led a little into the deep, deep truth of Jesus here, his way. Oh, as we hope to read a little at the Lord's table of how the dear Lord, he came groaning in spirit, groaning in himself to the tomb of Lazarus. Dear soul, the gospel is here. Hope is here for the sinner. This is the place where the king's prisoners are bound. This is the place where the dear Lord came and suffered. And oh, all that was heaped on him in such hatred, such malice. All he bore in such darkness and the hidings of his Father's face, as the sword of divine justice was unsheathed, smite the shepherd. That, oh, the prisoner might be loosed. He comes, the dear Lord Jesus, he prays to his heavenly Father. And then he blessedly commands, loose him and let him go. And oh, he that was dead came forth. hand and foot. Loose him. Let him go. Lazarus, come forth. Oh, dear soul, take his holy word. Take it home. Read it once more. Spread it before the Lord once more. But oh, may the Blessed Spirit seal it to you. May the Blessed Spirit encourage it to you. Truly, Lord, in thy time and in thy way, thou wilt appear. In thy time and in thy way, thou wilt command. Lord, thou didst rise again. Lord, thou didst say it is finished. Thou didst make that new and living way. And oh, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Dear soul, what is here? You know, seen to me, so laid upon me, the interval. We had to speak this morning. Well, I wouldn't, perhaps I'm wrong in putting it like that. The Lord gave the word, and you know, we rejoiced in speaking this morning of dear Esther. And oh, how she ventured. And how the Lord commanded that deliverance. But oh, does this bring a prisoner still lower? Has one been blessed? Has one been given that hope? Has one been lifted up? Is one in that place of praise and thanksgiving? Found a ransom. Found a saviour. Found love divine, or love excelling, breathing a different air. Is one blessed? And oh, I can add nothing to it, dear soul. And oh, blessed be his holy name. None can take anything from it. The blessing in Christ Jesus that a soul knows. But oh, the contrast. Is there another still held in the prison? To hear the groaning of the prisoner. The Lord knows. Loose those that are appointed to death. Travail, oh, still travail for such a soul. Oh, dear soul, you're not forgotten at the throne of grace. You're not alone. And oh, it's more than his dear people. Blessing indeed to be put in his dear people's heart and soul, to be travelled over. But oh, there is one far blessedly greater here. Yes, there is. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. I must close. The time's just gone. But oh, may you know the blessing of it. To hear the groaning of the prisoner. To loose those that are appointed to death. It goes on to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. May you know it, and know it indeed. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £615, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Izzard is expected on Tuesday evening and again next Lord's Day. And God willing, there'll be a church meeting on the 10th of December. And our friends at Oakington hold their Christmas service next Saturday. Let us close with hymn 339. Oh, my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Hymn 339.
Thank you. Dear Lord, do pardon all spoken amiss. Bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Hear that prayer. Accept our praises. Lord, as we sing together, help us now to remember thee. Now take us at the close of the services of thy house in peace and in safety. Abide with us. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.